May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Good morning, Cathedral Church. Good morning. I understand that there's some sort of sports event going on today, which some of you are rather anxious about. I hope that your day goes quickly and that your evening is calm. But I'm going to concentrate on something else with you for a few minutes. Since the beginning of our Epiphany season this year, our gospel readings have been reminding us of our church formation. For those of us who may be new to the church, and because I really don't like it when we throw words around and that some of us don't know what they mean, Epiphany with a capital E. Epiphany with a capital E is a Christian festival held on January 6th every year in honor of the coming of the three kings to the infant Jesus Christ. We are in the Epiphany season. What I also love is the definition of the word epiphany with a small e. So epiphany with a small e is a moment in which you suddenly see or understand something in a new or very clear way. Thank you, Merriam-Webster. From the feast day of the Epiphany, where a small child is recognized as the King of the Jews, to the baptism of Christ by his cousin John in the River Jordan, to the purposeful meanderings of Jesus in the countryside and along the seashores, gathering disciples, teaching and proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." To last Sunday and the Beatitudes, where Jesus, in a not-so-subtle way, reminds us of our history, our ancient Jewish history and traditions. Jesus, in a not-so-subtle way, reinterprets the old laws and adds some new. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Right before our eyes, God, the architect, is building the church. Jesus, forever the carpenter's son, is building God's body here on earth. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the building blocks of all that is good." But let us remember, Jesus and the disciples lived in a very dangerous time. They lived in a very divided time. They lived in a divided land. Very much like today. A time when peoples and tribes were divided. Gentiles, Romans, Pharisees, Zealots, and everyone in between, they were divided. Divided lands, divided times, divided people. Jesus looks at his friends and reminds them, "You are the salt of the earth. If you dilute that salt, if that salt loses its flavor, it is worth nothing." The same language, the same salt language, is used in the gospel teachings of Mark and Luke. If salt loses its flavor, it is not fit for soil nor compost. What I hear What I hear is salt is being synonymous with faith. What I hear is salt is synonymous with passion. Salt is synonymous with fire. If you lose your faith, if you dilute your faith with fighting, with rivalry, with disrespect for others, betrayal of the gospel, if you lose trust in God, the building blocks of all that is good is gone. To be a church, to be God's body, we need to remember it is not how we became that church. It is how we are the church. And I'm sorry, I need to repeat that. We need to remember it is not how we became the church. It is how we are the church. It doesn't make a difference if we are fishermen swept up in eloquence, a leper cleansed of a disfiguring disease, a bride and groom who miraculously have water turned to wine at their reception. It is not how we became that salty, passionate fire, but it is about who we are following and why. Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets." He didn't come to reinvent something. No, he came to help build us up, to remind us of God's teaching. "Follow me to the kingdom of heaven," he said. Cathedral Church, let us be reminded, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are hungry and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." The kingdom of God is not in a galaxy far, far away. The kingdom of God can be us, God's children. Not, "I come to this big, beautiful building on Sunday morning, I get my Jesus, and I leave him at the door." No, cathedral community, cathedral church, in these divided times, we must not dilute our passion. We must stand on the hilltops. We must search out the light. We must find that light, and we must be that light. We must be witnesses of the faith that the kingdom of heaven is right here. We must be witnesses of the faith that the kingdom of heaven is right here and out there. God, through Jesus, is directing us to see and to be the future. A future with God. A future where all God's children, I repeat, all God's children are citizens of heaven. Citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And heaven is where God's children are. And those citizens of heaven, they are all treated the same. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." My epiphany, my small e epiphany, is that I suddenly see and understand something in a new and very clear way. I am salt. I am light. And when I cannot see my own light, when my light is hidden under a basket for whatever reason, there are others out there that will help me see my light. Because cathedral church, I am walking arm in arm with you towards God's community. toward God's kingdom. I am walking arm in arm with the prophets of old, disciples, lepers, fishermen and fisherwomen, tax collectors, politicians, soldiers, teachers, doctors, fry cooks, farmers, astronauts, saints, martyrs, and sinners alike. Because we are all citizens of God's kingdom. That kingdom of heaven where we are all treated the same and we are all one. So, cathedral community, to be a church means to go to church and to be a church outside the doors. It means to share a story. It means to share a meal, to walk arm in arm, to be God's body. Let your light shine.